Aftermath. Why do we continue to speak of Benedict Arnold to this day? It's not because he was an apothecary, or because he was a successful leader of troops for the Revolutionary Army, although both these characterizations are true. While he fought courageously at the battles of Quebec and Ridgefield, and his valor turned the tide at Saratoga, the name Benedict Arnold is now synonymous with the action of being a traitor. Here are the voices of two Norwich residents.
Benedict Arnold was not the only turncoat of the Revolutionary War. Remember, Dr. Benjamin Church, Surgeon General of the Continental Army, who gave secrets to British General Gage, he was jailed right here in Norwich. Briefly, it's true, but he too was a traitor.
It is not the same. Benedict Arnold was one of George Washington's trusted generals. And to think he was born right here in Norwich. How could he do such a thing?
Despite Arnold's successes, he was passed over for promotion by the Continental Congress. When he had fought at Saratoga, he suffered leg injuries from which he never fully recovered. This further demoralized his spirits. His second wife, Peggy Shippen, was a loyalist, and she seems to have encouraged her husband to shift his allegiance to Britain. For these and other reasons, he began to question the Patriot cause. In 1779, Arnold negotiated with British Major John Andre to hand over West Point to the British. However, the plot was discovered when Andre was captured and the incriminating documents were found in his boot. Arnold fled to the British lines. Washington, devastated by Arnold's betrayal, attempted to trade Andre for Arnold. The British refused. Andre, charismatic, charming, handsome, artistic, beloved by the Loyalists, admired by Washington, was hung on October 2, 1780, at age 31. According to witnesses, Andre placed the noose around his own neck. British and American officers alike lamented Andre's death.
Never perhaps did any man suffer death with more justice, or deserve it less. Alexander Hamilton.
And Benjamin Franklin had these words to say.
Judas sold only one man, Arnold 3 million.
When Arnold donned the coat of the British Army, he sealed his fate to be a man without a country. Here are the words of one Norwich resident.
Not only did Arnold raid Richmond, Virginia, and then went on a rampage through Virginia, destroying supply houses, foundries, and mills, but he burned our sister city, New London, Connecticut. Worst of all was the pitiless massacre he carried out at Fort Griswold and Groton. I'm ashamed to admit I once knew him. The two so close to his home earned him great contempt from all who once knew him.
Benedict Arnold was trusted by none after his defection to the British. His post-war life floundered between St. John's, Canada, and London. He failed to revive his mercantile business, and his health waned. Benedict Arnold died in London on June 14, 1801. Some records claim his dying sentiment was,
"Let me die in this old uniform in which I fought my battles. May God forgive me for ever having put on another."